You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA Program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Well, I got to blame you for watching the Astros, which, boy, are they, they're playing at a really high level.
Boy,
right now.
Are they.
And it's fun to watch. I fell asleep right after the Grand Slam, and I kind of figured, okay, I think they got this.
There's a rumor that the Texans are going to play the Saints at home for the first Monday night game. What are the odds that it's a blowout win for my Saints?
That's not a rumor. That's, from what I understand, that's confirmed.
What I saw is correct, and I didn't double check it, it could be wrong. I think the Saints are 0-6 in their last six openers. So, look, there's no way I can tell you where they're going to get blown out until I see what happens in the draft.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it's, and I know we'll have to do the stupid, okay, here's the record, we got to go through every game thing, but until I...
And then it's going to be somewhere between 6-10 and 9-7.
Probably,
that's what it is every year.
Yeah, well, except last year. They won 11 games last year.
Yeah, but preseason, we thought 9-7.
Of course. I'll tell you right now, without seeing the schedule, I'm picking them to be 9-7.
I'm probably picking them to be 7-9.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, if anymore, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so if you want to put odds on something. I think, though, I did not realize we did not have an intern. And so Aaron's having to deal with the phones, so I don't think we're going to take any more phone calls.
I got this.
No. And by the way, I was here earlier today. Three interns for one show, zero for ours.
Tyler is the one who schedules interns. I think he blew it.
Casper says a bunch of dumb hillbillies who don't know how to hop on the damn old internet and stream the Masters. Yeah, well, old people are set in their ways. Yeah, they're going to watch television. So, draft's a week from today.
Yeah. And no, a week from tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Jeez, I was hoping it was Thursday. But I do a hit every year with the station in Philadelphia where I pick for the Texans. So I went with Dalton Risner, figuring.
It's hard. I mean, I guess. Did they send you a list?
Yeah, they tell me who everybody else had already picked. And Andre, okay. Andre Dillard went 17th. And I took Risner figuring, okay, at least. You have a body out there at Matt Khalil at left tackle. You don't have to draft. You don't have to reach for a left tackle.
Right.
So take a guy who might be able to play left tackle down the road, but can certainly play right tackle, and if not, move him inside. I mean, I think he's a good player. So that was my reasoning, if they stay at 23. But I bet if all those guys are gone at 23, I bet they trade down and get more picks. Texans fan doesn't want to hear that, but the reality is it might make a lot more sense. If you get the same guy at 29, 30, 31, and can at 23 and pick up another pick, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah. I mean, but there's so many things that you could – let's say all the offensive linemen are gone. Okay, that means that there's probably a cornerback there that you didn't think was going to be there. And so then it becomes a, well, are you drafting the best player or are you drafting the best offensive lineman that you can get?
Well, I think they're in a position they can draft the best player now. Let me throw out a weird scenario for you. And I don't mean to read too much into visits. They're bringing in a lot of pass rushers, guys who would go with their pick. And since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, what are the odds somebody blows them away with a Clowney offer on draft day and they take an offensive lineman and a pass rusher?
Typically, guys who are on the franchise tag, those teams don't get blown away by offers for that guy, because unless Clowney was like a franchise quarterback, which he's not, or a sure thing, which he's not.
See, I would agree with you, except that dynamic has changed over the last few years. When you look at it, the price the Saints paid up to move up to take a non-quarterback, you look at the price that Khalil Mack brought. I mean, I don't think that narrative works anymore. We used to say, oh, those kind of trades don't happen in the NFL. Dude, they're happening all the time. And teams are giving up way more than you think they should for players. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a possibility. I just think that, and maybe, like I said, maybe I'm reading too much into these visits, but the fact that they're not close, and this is when his value would be the highest. Because if you sign him to a contract, it's going to be hard to trade him in 2 years. But right now, and he's coming off a good season, I don't think he gets any better at this stage of his career. I think we've seen his best.
Yeah.
And his best is good. It's really good. But if you could leverage that into some picks, and you don't have to pay him a ridiculous contract, because I don't think he's worth paying Khalil Mack money. I think he's a good player. I think you'd rather have him. But if you can get some assets for him, and you don't have to pay him that much, kind of like the... I kind of like the idea.
Yeah.
And you know there's some team out there that's just desperate, right? That's going to try to make a splash, that'll call you and say, hey, we'll give you this draft pick for him. I mean, teams make these kind of moves all the time now.
I mean, would you credit Rick Smith with, you know, being that guy for the longest time, of having that silver tongue, of talking a team that was right on that brink of desperation into making a move like this? And maybe they'll miss him for that reason?
Such as what?
Like getting rid of the Osweiler trade. Just finding a way to make it work of, hey, call the Browns, find a way to get rid of them. So I feel like...
And they gave up a second-round pick to do that. I don't think that's...
Are you giving up a pick to get rid of Clowney? No.
No.
No, but just what we knew, in my opinion, what we knew Rick Smith for was having the ability to talk teams into, hey, do this in a way that you went, why would they do that? And some reason he got him to do stuff.
Wow. I mean, if he's got some voodoo magic, then okay.
But I missed most of that.
This doesn't seem like a situation to me where, I think that the Texans have Clowney right now because they want him. They don't know if they want to pay him long term, which is completely understandable. But I don't think they're like in a situation where they're hoping that they can get rid of the guy. I think they would have to be blown away, but to me, Clowney's not the kind of player that if I'm another team, I'm looking to blow the Texans away to get my hands on. You know what I mean?
It depends on the team, man.
I guess so, but I don't know. That doesn't make much sense to me. I guess it's possible. Anything's possible. Crazier things have happened.
Yeah, I'm still wondering where this Rick Smith talk people into things came from.
Maybe I have a bad memory, but I feel like more often than not, sometimes around draft time, there would be a trade, and people would go, how in the hell did he talk somebody into doing something like that, or something that made sense?
Because it seems to me like when you traded up for Deshaun Watson, you had to give up 2 number 1 picks. That's pretty... I don't know if that's talking somebody into something. It's kind of like, wow, that's a pretty steep price for a guy you're not sure about. Turned out it worked. But I think maybe... Because he and the Browns made a lot of trades. I'm not so sure who won all those.
Yeah.
So. Blake said, saw a report. Texans open the seasons at the Saints on Monday Night Football. Way too early thoughts. We talked about that in the first hour. I think that's a fun game for a first game for a Monday night.
Yeah.
But I don't have any thoughts on it until I see what the rosters look like and, you know, who's healthy and who's not. It'll be cool to see, but yeah, you're asking me to predict it in April. Not happening. Sorry. Got no clue. Just know the Saints start slow every year. And then the Texans started 0-3 last year. It's not like there's any. Yeah. Sorry.
I will say Monday night road trip to New Orleans, it's probably not ideal. I mean, it's not the way you'd like to open your season.
If you're going to. play there, I'd rather it be the first game. You know, I'd rather go there and get it out of the way.
Well, you're gonna have to play them anyway eventually. I mean, and that's the thing. We knew this season was going to be tougher. There's going to be better quarterbacks on the schedule this season. There's going to be better teams on the schedule. When you play them I don't think it matters all that
well,
much.
Well, you don't want to play on the road on a Thursday night on a short week against a better team.
No.
You'd rather get the worst teams on your schedule on that if you're going to do it. But, you know, if you're going to get the Saints, get them early. And especially since they tend to lose the opener. But, I think the Saints going in are better than the Texans.
Yeah.
Have almost zero doubts about that. But I haven't seen Drew Brees since last year. You know, I don't know if they're going to be as good in the backfield without Ingram. I don't know until we get a chance to see all that. And that's why predicting in April is silly. Here's one for you. What are the odds this won't be the Astros' longest win streak of the year?
Ooh, what are they at, 10?
Yeah.
They'll have one longer.
Well, they'll have one longer after tonight.
Yeah, tonight it'll be 11. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Already a power play for the other guys? Jeez. Yeah, got a shorthanded chance, though. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I'm just kind of curious to see, and maybe they've already got some offers that they're contemplating, which is why they're looking at these pass rushers. But I wouldn't be shocked at all. And I also wouldn't be shocked if they sign him to an extension, but I think if they do one of those Khalil Mack things, it'd be silly. We haven't gotten to this yet. The A&M athletic director just left for LSU since they got rid of their guy. He's from LSU, so it's...
Yeah.
And he's done a good job at A&M. And don't start with, oh, Jimbo Fisher's going to follow him there. LSU can't afford $7 million a year for Jimbo Fisher. And, yeah, the Aggies will be fine because they can afford whoever they want. So they'll
find a guy. Yeah. And there's people – listen.
Hey, look.
Job opening. Boss of Jimbo Fisher and Buzz Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be guys who want to take that job.
Yeah. And, hey, good get for LSU. They get a guy who comes home and he's done a really good job at A&M. But Aggie will be fine. I'm pretty sure that there's going to be a long line for that job. They'll be able to have... Listen, that's one thing about A&M, man. They can afford almost whatever they want. So...
Yep. They can afford Carbach if they want.
Well, they should want Carbach because who wouldn't want Carbach?
Yeah, they can have it. And not only that, they can go out and enjoy the show out at Carbach. Love Street Music Fest. They can be there for that. Probably VIP tickets. 2019 lineup. Walk the Moon, Bishop Briggs, Toadies, Lovely the Band, Wrestlers, Slender Bodies, and Vody. Party on Carbach Street for their third annual Love Street Music Fest. It's Sunday, May 19th, 1 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the brewery. Come on, man. And then tomorrow night, April 18th, 6 p.m., get out there, headbang for a good cause, the official 2019 Hellfighter BBH Variety Series launch party. Houston's own Sabbath, Judas Sabbath, is going to bring the noise to Carbach on the main stage. There's going to be limited edition Hellfighter glassware, t-shirts, and a BBH sampling. And a portion of the proceeds from the night will benefit Rockabully and Fry's Rescue, a local nonprofit rescue and adoption agency for American Bull Terriers. Free to go. So go out there, enjoy some music, enjoy some beer. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's already 2-0 Boston, so I don't think I have to watch this game tonight.
Oh, sorry, Freddie.
Freaking wrestling. No comment. J-Rap, how important is an AD? I would think a coach would be more important than the individual sport.
Especially now that the coaches are hired.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever takes that job is going to walk into a really good situation.
Yeah,
don't be shocked if Jimbo and Buzz Williams have a little say in who that is.
I'm certain they will.
And the reality is, it depends on the situation with an AD. If you have a really good president, for instance, who's involved in sports, AD doesn't matter that much as long as it's not somebody who's incompetent.
Yeah.
But there are places where the AD is really important. And frankly, Texas athletics hadn't been the same since DeLoss left.
No.
And so you would have to say the guy had a hell of an impact.
Yep.
But it's an administrative job, and you know, it's like a lot of administrative jobs. Sometimes it's sometimes it's important, but if you've got somebody above them and if you've got the right coaches in place, listen, that's a job that any AD is going to want.
I would think so.
Because, A, they're going to get paid out the ass. They've already got two of the top coaches in place. And, you know, they can go focus on women's basketball and stuff like that. Casper wants to know, do you think the NFL will ever change the way they schedule AFC versus NFC? Maybe just random instead of playing teams in that division? No, I don't ever see that changing. Because
it makes it easier for
them. Yeah, you have to balance every team, so you can't really do it randomly. I mean, I'm sure you could come up with a way where you say, okay, the last place team plays the last place team in those divisions and the first place team if you really wanted to do that. But I don't think there's any push whatsoever to change the way they schedule. And that way, and plus you're guaranteed every 4 years you get to play every team.
Yeah.
So Texans fans get their Cowboys once every 4 years. So it's I actually think it works. But can we please dispel the myth that, oh, they got a last place schedule? Because that's only two games on the schedule for the last place team. Everybody always acts like that, you know.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, see, the Texans schedule wound up being pretty easy last year just because of how it fell.
Yeah, because it was the lucky year for them to draw some great divisions.
All right, they drew the NFC East, which wasn't that great last year. Didn't stop them from losing a couple games.
It happens.
Yeah.
And they drew the AFC East, which is almost always the Patriots and a bunch of bad teams.
And 3 wins. You're 3-1. If you can take 3-1 against the division right now, you'll do it. Because, I mean, and last year especially, the East was just Patriots and nobody else.
Did the Texans go 3-1 against the AFC East?
Yeah. They beat the Bills.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
They beat the Dolphins and they beat the Jets.
They beat the hell out of the Dolphins.
They
barely beat the Jets.
Barely beat the Jets and barely beat the Bills.
Yeah, they
got very lucky to beat the Bills at home.
Yeah.
But you'll take 3-1.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you tell me right now Texans go 3-1 against the AFC South, NFC South, I mean, I'll take that.
Oh, yeah. But the NFC South is better.
Because
it's harder to go 3-1 against the NFC South than the AFC East.
I take 2-2. I take losses to the Saints and Falcons and wins, or losses to Saints. And then Falcons or Panthers, and then win over Bucks, and then one of the
better beat the Bucks, yeah.
Yeah. And I think the AFC South is better this year. Although I could see Tennessee taking a little step back, but I think the Jaguars will be better, and I know the Colts will be better. So, what are you looking at? You'd have to split with the Colts, ideally. Split with the Jags. I think you're going to split with the Titans again, too, but If you could do that, if you could split with the Colts, split with the Jags, and beat the Titans both games, you'd take that, right?
I think you'd take that.
I mean, 4-2. So 4-2 and 2-2. And we'll have to figure out the rest. So that happens at 7, right? So we're not going to be able to talk about it until tomorrow. By then, it's going to be pretty stale because everybody will have already gone over.
Well, 6-10's having a party. I mean,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're having a whole special tonight announce the schedule that we pretty much already know. So
I'll just wait till
they're going to have a roundtable discussion.
It's all right. I'll just read Cody's list on Sports Map. That'll tell me everything I need to know. But I don't get all that excited about the schedule anymore because we already know the teams, and it's just a matter of when. And yeah, there'll be some things like when the Thursday night game is and stuff like that that I think will impact everything. But, you know, I think Otherwise, it's not really worth it. I'm more excited about the draft. I think the draft is going to be, especially this year where they actually have a number one pick. I was kind of joking with the Philly guys about it. I missed him. I haven't talked to him in 2 years. They didn't get to do one last year.
Yeah.
It's, by the way, just looking at Twitter, Brad says big announcement on the Hall of Fame with Booker T tonight. Don't miss it at 9 o'clock. So there you go. There's going to be a big announcement.
You should never miss it.
Should never miss that.
You should never miss that show, yeah.
Late hits with Patrick Creighton coming up at 7.
He'll break down the schedule.
Oh, yeah. He'll do it. I guarantee you Patrick will go through the entire schedule and whether or not the Texans win or lose.
I bet he'll even take calls on it, unlike the other station 610 would, since they're doing a roundtable.
Are they really doing a roundtable?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you were making that up.
No, I thought I was, too. Someone told me about it. I thought it was made up, but that's a real thing.
Well, we shall see. How much time is left in this? This is not looking good.
9:18.
9:18 to go in the first, and they're down 2-0?
Yep.
That's domination, Holmes. And this is at Toronto, huh?
Yeah.
What's the game count here?
2-1.
2-1, good guys, but I'm going to go ahead and project this as...
Good guys? By that, do you mean the Americans?
No, they're not Americans. Oh. They're Bostonians. They're not part of America.
They aren't good guys.
Nobody likes Boston. Come on. You're rooting for Boston over there?
No, I'm not rooting for anybody.
Jeez. Yeah, so it's going to be 2-2 after tonight, but this one's going 7, I have no doubt, and the Leafs are going to lose in 7. AKA, I know it's early, but do you see any fantasy impact players in the draft next week?
Yes, but I don't know who until I know who's going where.
Yeah, until we know where they're going. I think there's some running backs. I'll give you one guy that if he winds up with the right team, the running back from Memphis, the Henderson kid.
Mm-hmm.
If he winds up with the right team, that'll be a guy that has an impact next year that nobody's going to draft. You'll take him late. You'll pick him up with like your last pick, and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
But it depends on where he goes. He goes to a team that can't run the football. Well, so, yeah, that's – please let us actually see what happens before we react to it instead of projecting. Man. It's been a weird day. It really has. I don't even know where to go with the show now, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you where to go if you want to pay off your high-interest credit card.
Where would I go for that?
You go to Lightstream. And, guys, this is such a great situation. If you've got good credit, and I've had a lot of people, you know, send me messages on Twitter and everything else, and, hey, man, went to Lightstream, saved a bunch of money. Thank you very much. Here's the deal. If your credit's good, you can refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And guess what? No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Guys, I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards. Most of them, it's 18% or even higher, and that's even with good credit. And if you can get that down to 6.14, you think about the money you're saving. And if you want to save even more, Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Do you know how you can save up to 23% on your heating and cooling bill by switching to an Ecobee smart thermostat? It's ranked the number one smart thermostat, which means it's good for your wallet and great for the planet. ESPN 97.5 wants to give caller number one at 637 at 713-780-3776 their very own Ecobee smart thermostat. Visit Ecobee.com to get yours today and learn about how you can help fight climate change with Ecobee. So... there you go. I'm doing caller one because Aaron's in there by himself. So there you have it. Says, what running back in this draft would be a good fit for the Texans? Well, I just mentioned the kid I like best, Darrell Henderson, who I guess is probably third round, maybe.
I'd have to look up where he's projected now, but that's where he was earlier in the system, or in the process. I don't know how much has changed lately, and I mean, if Lance was ever in Houston for more than a day, we could maybe ask him about something like that.
He was in here today, but I heard him talking about going back to Los Angeles. So
yeah, he's always gone.
But I'll be honest, I don't like the two Alabama running backs that are going to go first and probably second. I think in the history of Alabama running backs, maybe one of them's worked out. And part of it is they play behind such good offensive lines, nobody touches them for 4 yards.
Yeah.
And they all put up good numbers. So I'm passing on those guys if I'm a GM.
It's hard for me to pass on a guy just because of where he played college ball, though.
I've just seen too many of them that all look great when they're playing for Alabama, and then they get to the pros and they suck. Ingram is the only one of that group that has been any good.
Here's why the reason why I wouldn't take him is because I'm not taking a running back in the first round. So I
like Josh Jacobs, but he's going to go in the first round.
I think Damian Harris you could get in the second round, and I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah, I would. I just think the same thing. I'm not touching an Alabama running back. I've learned my lesson because I thought this guy's going to be different. This guy's going to be different. No, none of them are different. They're all the same. They get the pros and they suck. But I like Darrell Henderson a lot. You'll be able to get him cheaper. And I think for kind of a mid to late round flyer, I like Rodney Anderson from Oklahoma. I know he's coming off the injury, but that guy was extremely explosive before he got hurt. And if he doesn't get hurt, I think he's a top five running back. And I like the kid from A&M too. If we're talking mid to late round picks, Trevion Williams, I think that's a guy who can be a decent pro. But I would rather have those guys in rounds 4, 5, 6 than either running back from Alabama in round 1 or 2. But that's the guys I like.
Yeah, it's hard for me to project running backs where I would want to take them because...
Well, you're always going to take them lower than everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I'd never end up with the high draft pick running backs.
I think the third round is the round to do it.
The only guy that in the last several years that I've been like, man, that guy to me is a slam dunk home run was Todd Gurley.
Well, I kind of felt like that with Fournette, and so far he hasn't been that.
Yeah.
He was good his rookie year, but I like Gurley more than Fournette. I didn't think Elliott was going to be as great as he's been.
I didn't either.
I wouldn't have taken him fourth.
I wouldn't have either.
But in retrospect, they did the right thing.
They did. So that's the problem with it. Like too many times I'm like, I don't. So in Gurley, I don't know if, I mean, Gurley's had a couple good seasons and, you know, he might be great. He wasn't great in the playoffs, but wasn't great in the biggest game of his career. Mm. But, you know, for every guy that I say, oh, I won't take that guy in the first round, I mean, half the time I'm right and half the time I'm wrong. I just feel like it's too much of a crapshoot.
Yeah, well, but that's where you can get Alvin Kamara in, what, third round?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think you can get backs like that. I
mean, you can get Arian Foster
off the streets. Scrap here. Yeah. And I that's the thing. I think guys like I'm talking about, like Henderson and like Rodney Anderson, that you're not paying much for, that's the kind of guy I want.
Yeah.
So, and the thing I like about Henderson, he's actually got pretty, he's short, but he's stocky. He's like over 200 pounds and he's only 5'8", and yeah, he's got burst. And I'll take a guy like that. But Montez, Fred, I agree with you on Alabama backs, but I'm suspect on all SEC backs. You know, I don't know, because there have been some pretty good guys come out of Tennessee.
Yeah.
And some pretty good guys come out of LSU. In general, though, I mean, you're probably right. There have been a lot of guys come out of Florida that I thought were going to be good, too.
Get off my lawn, says Saquon. I wouldn't have taken him where he went.
No, but...
It looks like they did the right thing, but I wouldn't have done it. Didn't they take him over Darnold, or did they take him right after?
I thought they took him.
I think they took him before. I would have taken Darnold every time, and maybe I would have been wrong. But
yeah, I just think that there's players out there that you can get later in the draft that can give you what those guys can get. Now, and I want a stud running back, believe me, but I don't know if I'm going to give up a high pick for one. Somebody asked, what about Dalvin Cook? Dalvin Cook was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I think that was a really good second round pick. Now he got hurt, so we haven't really seen him as what he can be yet. But we shall see. Yeah, we're only a week and one day away. I'm pretty excited now. Got me all interested in the NFL draft. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Do you see this? I don't know if he's still doing it because my story's a day behind, but this professional sports gambler is like killing it on Jeopardy.
No.
As of 2 days ago, he'd already won $460,000, which is second all time.
Damn.
And now he's got a long way to go because the title holder is Ken Jennings, who won $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Even I know who he is. But
my favorite Jeopardy player of all time.
Really? Well, this guy's a sports better, so you got to kind of. But he won $110,000 in a week.
That's pretty good.
His strategy is basically go all in on the daily double. Did I just see a goal? Is that a goal for the Leafs?
That's yes. A goal.
Morgan Riley, 2-1, 2-1 bad guys. But he basically, that's his strategy is get the daily double in and crush it.
Hey, whatever gets it done.
See, I'd be
that's, you know what that's called? That's basically the that's shove.
Yeah, it's like I'm going all
You're
in.
You're trying
here.
To bully.
Yeah.
And eventually that's going to catch up with him.
Well, yeah, because
that's not a long-term winning strategy.
What's that old saying about going all in? It works every time until the time
until
it doesn't.
Until it doesn't work. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. 713-780-3776. But stuff like that makes me want to watch Jeopardy, which I've always kind of liked. I enjoyed it at the time we ran into Maple Leaf and the guy was having his Jeopardy party there. Might have been the best guy to never win. Because he was great all the way through until like the very end. But I enjoyed Jeopardy. I wish I could remember that guy's name. He had a hat on. Like the big yellow hat thing.
The man in the yellow hat?
Yeah. He was doing an homage to... who was it?
Will Ferrell. Will or not to Burt Reynolds. I'm trying to think of who played him on the Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody wants to know who's,
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah. Sportsy wants to know who's better in the NFL, Bama quarterbacks or Bama running backs?
Bama running backs.
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
But what would you not draft Tua because of?
No, I think Tua is a different animal.
Okay.
But I also think, like I said, name me one guy besides Mark Ingram who has lived up to his draft status from Alabama.
Hasn't.
I mean, I thought T.J. Yeldon was going to be pretty good. Not so much. Eddie Lacy. Well, he got fat.
Yeah.
Trent Richardson's the gold standard failure.
Yeah.
Because he was, I mean, that guy was incredible in college. But I think part of it is just Alabama not only wears you down, which gets you a lot of extra yards, but you're 4 yards downfield before anybody touches you. But now AJ McCarron, I thought would be better in the pros.
I did too.
And maybe,
I mean, not that he's had a bunch of chances, but
see, and that's the thing. I don't really think he's had a fair chance, but it's also because I think the guy can play, and maybe I'm just wrong. And hopefully we won't find out this year, because if we do, all right, what do we have here? Yeah, maybe that's what I need to do next. Go to my computer.
My computer career. Yeah, listen, if you're not happy in the job that you've got, hey, do something about it. My Computer Career, they're the guys who can get you there. They've been doing this for a long time, over a decade. That's all they focus on is getting people into an IT career. And you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero experience. Helping people start an IT career is exactly what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited, and financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, let's wrap this up with the way we always wrap it up on Wednesday, with deaths. Okay, I'm looking at... I have never heard of anyone from the celebrities. Have you heard of Proof, the rapper?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that a big name?
He was in the group D12 with Eminem. Okay. It was Eminem's best friend.
Okay. So that's, I guess that's legitimate.
It's kind of the claim to fame for Proof.
I guess I've heard of Jonathan Winters, who died in 2013 at 87.
That's Jon Snow's dad.
Well played, sir. All right. Let's just skip to the sports figures, because I don't know Mitzi Shore, Doris Roberts, or Peter Steele.
Well, Tyler owes me money then, because he said you would know Peter Steele.
I don't know who Typo Negative is.
Metal band?
I've never heard him.
I know them.
So you've heard of Peter Steele?
I mean, I've probably heard his name. I don't know, like, I couldn't name the members of Typo Negative, but I know the band.
Okay, I've never heard them. I mean, I've probably heard their songs, but I don't know who they are. All right, sports figures.
I know their singer died. So, but okay. I didn't know his name was Peter Steele.
Well, now you know. Dan Reeves in 1971, that team owner of the Cleveland. That's not the right Dan Reeves. Jeez. Philip Wrigley, owner of the Cubs, dead in 77. Okay, Wrigley Field. Joe Louis.
There's a good one.
Yeah. He beat Joe Louis's ass. Sugar Ray Robinson, 1989. That's another good one.
That is good. Good week for dead boxers.
Apparently, this one's just for Holly. Leonard Toews, owner of the Eagles in 2003.
Aaron, first of all, we don't do anything just for Holly around here.
Right? Just for Holly, but y'all make fun of me when I put owners on there. Well, he was the Eagles owner. And
I don't think she was born in 2003.
No, but she's Mrs. Eagle, so.
Yeah, still. All right.
The person who gave up their hair to make her fake eyebrows.
Yeah.
They were born.
Okay.
When that happened. So it's
1945, Franklin Roosevelt, 32nd U.S. president.
I like to call him Delano.
Top three president in my book.
Ooh, yep. Okay.
Wartime presidents always get
strong
real points. April 17th, 2018, Barbara Bush, dead at 92. That's
I like
a good
to call
one.
Her Barb.
I like to call her the former first lady. Let's see. Marie Tussaud to the Wax Museum. No. Clara Barton. No. Harvey Ball. No. Joseph Merrick, the Elephant Man. No. I didn't even know the Elephant Man's real name. I just knew the line from the movie. I am not an animal. I am a human being. And now you're a dead human being, sir. All right. Best deaths. Let's just skip along. Okay. Now here we go. These are pretty good. At least the first. I'd say three of the five are pretty badass.
Okay. Let's hear them.
Benjamin Franklin, 1790, dead at 84.
I almost made a, where's he rank on your president's list joke?
You would have sounded stupid, sir.
Well, I know, but that would have been
okay,
the
joke. Okay, here's a top two guy, Abraham Lincoln.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's number two, I think.
I don't know. I read some stuff about him that's not all that flattering.
No, but you know what? You can't judge him based on those times as much.
Yeah.
Captain of the Titanic in 1912. Not a great death.
No.
Here's one.
Went down with the ship.
Joey Ramone, lead singer of the Ramones.
Where's Jack and what's her name that died? Leonardo DiCaprio and Winona Ryder. Where are they?
They didn't make a sequel. Pat Summerall and Arlie Ermey, who I only know because he was a character actor, but he was a badass.
He was
Metal
a great
Jacket.
Character actor.
Everything. Remember he did that Geico commercial? Yeah, Jack Wagon.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. All right, dead porn star Marilyn Chambers, 2009, died from?
I'm going to go... Oh, she's famous, isn't she? Yeah. Complications from AIDS?
Cerebral hemorrhage and an aneurysm related to heart disease.
Damn.
So... Those are your deaths.
Damn.
All right. You two guys did a great job today.
You were all right.
I sucked. I'll be better tomorrow. But you know what, guys? Kentucky Derby's right around the corner. If you want to get in on the action, betusracing.com is the place to go. You can wager on over 200 racetracks from your computer or mobile phone. And I've been doing both, computer and mobile phone. Final Derby preps are over, but there's Sam Houston this weekend. There's opening weekend at Churchill's coming up. So lots of things that you can get into. They offer daily rebates, which is really cool because it's really nice logging on the next day and seeing that extra money in there. And if you need some action between the races, you can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at betusracing.com. Sign up today to qualify for a $150 bonus. Just go to www.betusracing.com/pony and you'll get a 20% cash bonus. You'll also see my smiling face right there on the page. That's how you know that you're getting that bonus. Start betting today. That's betusracing.com/pony for a 20% cash bonus. It's time for you to get in on the action. betusracing.com/pony.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.